bitter. To be struck by the loss of a beloved child is an excruciating cause of grief. However, seeing an only child, the object of all your highest hopes, on whom your only affection has been concentrated, wither before your eyes and fade without pain due to unknown causes, is one of those whims of nature that baffles science. Exhausting all your resources on the matter, becoming certain that there is no hope, and bearing this anguish every day for many years without seeing an end to it, is cruel suffering. It is the kind of suffering that wealth aggravates rather than mitigates, because you had hoped that such wealth would someday be enjoyed by this beloved person. Such was the situation of Anna Bitter's father, his soul seized by a somber despair and his character growing more and more embittered before a distressing spectacle whose end result, albeit indeterminate, could only be fatal. A family friend and disciple of Spiritism believed he ought to ask his protector spirit regarding the matter and received the following response.
I greatly desire to explain this strange phenomenon, for I know that your asking me does not derive from the indiscreet curiosity, but from your interest in this poor child. Because you believe in divine justice, it will be a beneficial teaching. Those whom the Lord wills to strike must bow their head and not rebel, for there is never punishment without cause. This poor girl, whose death sentence has been suspended by God, must soon return to be among us. For God has taken pity on her, and her father, that unhappy man in your midst, must be punished through the sole affection in this world for having mocked the trust and sentiments of those around him. For the time being, his repentance has touched the omnipotent, and death has withheld its blow from her dear head. But his rebelliousness is returning, and punishment always follows rebellion. Be happy that it is on earth that you are punished. Pray, my friends, for this poor child, whose tender age will render her last moments difficult. The sap of youth is so abundant in this poor being that, in spite of her frail state, her soul will have difficulty disengaging itself. Oh, pray! Later, she will help and console you. Her spirit is more evolved than those around her. Due to special permission from our Lord, I was able to answer what you have asked me, since it is necessary that this spirit be helped to make her disengagement easier.
The father died later after having suffered the emptiness from losing his daughter. The following are the first communications which both gave after their respective deaths.
Thank you, my friend, for being concerned about this poor child and for having followed the counsels of your good guide. Yes, thanks to your prayers, it was easier for me to leave my earthly envelope behind, because my father, alas, he didn't pray, he cursed. I'm not upset with him, however. It was the result of his great tenderness for me. I beg God to grant him the grace of being enlightened before he dies. I encourage him, and my mission is to soften his final moments. There are times when it seems that a divine light enters him. However, it is nothing more than a passing light, and he quickly relapses into his old thoughts. He only has one seed of faith in him, but it is suffocated by worldly interests and will only sprout by means of new and more dreadful trials. At least that is what I fear. On my part, I only had the remnants of an expiation to endure, and thus it was neither very painful nor very difficult. I didn't suffer during my peculiar infirmity. I was more of an instrument of trial for my father, for he suffered more at seeing me in such a state than I did. I was resigned to it. He was not. Now I have been rewarded. God granted me the grace of shortening my stay on the earth for which I thank him. I am happy amidst the good spirits that surround me. We are all carrying out our duties with joy, because idleness would be cruel suffering.
The father, about 1 month after his death. Our purpose in invoking you is to inquire about your situation in the spirit world, so that we might be useful to you to the best of our abilities.
The world of spirits? I can't see it. I can only see the people I knew, but who do not think of me or miss me. On the contrary, they seem content at being free of me.
Are you well aware of your condition?
Perfectly. For a while, I thought I still belonged to your world, but I now know very well that I do not.
Then why can't you see other spirits around you?
I don't know. Everything is clear around me.
Have you seen your daughter yet?
No, she is dead. I have looked for her and have called for her in vain. What an awful emptiness her death left in me. When I died, I thought there could be no doubt that I would meet her, but nothing. Always this isolation around me. No one gives me a word of hope or consolation. Goodbye. I am going to look for my child.
Now the medium's guide explains.
This man was neither an atheist nor a materialist, but one of those who vaguely believe without being concerned about God and their future, because they are so absorbed with earthly interests. He was profoundly selfish and would undoubtedly have sacrificed everything to save his daughter, but he would also have unscrupulously sacrificed other people's interests to his own advantage. Except for his daughter, he was not attached to anyone. God punished him, as you know, taking him from his sole consolation on earth. And since he did not repent, she's also kept from his sight in the world of spirits. He took no interest in anyone while on earth. Here, no one takes an interest in him. He is alone and abandoned. That is his punishment. Nevertheless, his daughter is close to him even though he does not see her. If he could see her, he would not be punished. But what does he do? Does he speak to God? Does he repent? No. He continues to complain, even to blaspheme. In other words, he does what he did on earth. So help him through prayer and counsel, so that he may come out of his blindness.